So you asked a question about WP leadership and whether we would have the luxury of renewal in that sense and letting our younger leaders take over. Of course, this has always been the focus and plan. I mean, I think any political party that does not renew itself will become irrelevant to the voters and will ossify, you know, naturally. So, I mean, this philosophy, although maybe not so obvious to some of you, has been around for a long time. So speaking for me personally, you know, you may be shocked to hear that I've been holding this party chair position for 22 years, you know. Organizationally, I don't think it's ideal because, you know, you should have renewal from time to time, but the circumstances were such that in those days we didn't have enough people, so I came in at a so-called early age at 38. But as you would have seen yesterday, at our manifesto launch, Pritam and I don't need to be there because, you know, we have some MPs in Parliament now. They have learned a lot, you know, from their time in Parliament, especially this recent term. So they can carry the can for some of these major projects already. So it's an ongoing process, and I would say that when the time comes for me personally to step down as chairperson, I won't be sorry. Yeah, I think I should also look towards the 60s as a different period of my life. You know, I just collected my passion silver card, so it's a great privilege. But I'll let Pritam add more to this.
I think one of the things that I always had one eye on when I became Secretary General in 2018 was to think about the next generation, the future of the party. And I think what I would say is that's an ongoing, ever ongoing exercise. You want to bring in people, and not just bring in people, as I mentioned yesterday, bring in people who are better than you. And this is something which has always been you know, at the center of my work in the Workers' Party, and I continue to do that. I mean, we reach out to many, many different types of people, but as I alluded yesterday, it's harder in the opposition. I mean, if I can use the analogy of a mountain, there's a rock face, and then there is a gentle ascent to the summit. No prizes for guessing where the Workers' Party candidate starts. He starts at the base of the rock face, or she starts at the base of the rock face, and it's a tough climb. But you find a lot of meaning in the work that you do, and you find that this is something that you look back with a lot of pride. And I think no one should take that away from you, which is something I always share with our members. That's what I would have to say about your question on Dr. Ng Eng Hin's decision to retire. You used the word the luxury. Indeed, it's a luxury. But for the reasons I mentioned and the analogy I used, it's tougher. But the purport of what has to be done for the party to continue to evolve is on point.